You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Filipino.
Nitong Lunes, kasabay ng pagdiriwang ng kaarawan ni Queen Elizabeth II, naparangalan ng ilang mga natatanging mamamayan na Australia sa kanilang mga eksepsyonal na kontribusyon sa iba't ibang larangan at karera. At kabilang sa Queen's Birthday Honours List ngayong taon, ay ang mga taga-Brisbane na Filipino-Australian na sinaginang Agnes Marquez Whiten at si Ginoong Robert Andrew Hernandez para sa kanilang natatanging serbisyo sa komunidad multikultural dito sa Queensland. Ito ang pangalawang pagkakataon na napabilang si Ginoong Whiten sa listahan. Ngayong taon ay nabigyan siya ng parangal ng Member of the Order of Australia para sa kanyang pagsulong ng karapatan ng mga kababaihan sa Queensland. At ang parangal naman kay Ginoong Hernandez na Medal of the Order of Australia o OAM ay para sa kanyang mahigit na 20 dekada ng serbisyo para sa mga migranteng Pilipino dito sa Queensland. Nakausap natin kamakailan si Ginoong Robert Hernandez ukol sa nasabing parangal. Kilalanin natin siya sa panayam nating ito. Hello, Robert. Thank you so much for taking the time. First of all, congratulations on your recognition, being given the Medal of the Order of Australia. So how does it feel and how did you find out about it?
I found out about it when I received a letter saying that I've been nominated, and it was a big surprise. Someone actually believed in me and what I've done, but my wife and I have been away for 3 weeks, and I didn't actually find out about the confirmation until only Saturday, a couple of days ago.
But you knew about the nomination earlier on. What did you find out about that?
Yes, I found out about it a month or so ago, because I was sent a letter saying that I was nominated and asking me if I wanted to accept, which obviously I did.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you for this honor. I mean, the entire Filipino community here in Queensland is, of course, celebrating your recognition. But more importantly, we wanted to thank you of all the many years of service that you've done for the Filipino community. Well, not just for the Filipino community, but the entire multicultural community in Queensland. You've done some youth service work with the Logan Migrant Community Center in the 90s, and more recently you're still serving as the founding member of the Diverse Cultural Communities of Australia. Could you tell us of your journey, how you started here in Australia, how you found yourself in community service and community development?
It's always been within my nature to be helpful towards others. I was always batting for the underdog. I was drawn into human services naturally. When I came to Brisbane, I immediately joined the Migrant Resource Center in West End. I was a volunteer there, and I was helping out with groups, men's groups, youth groups, etc. Not long after that, I was offered to run a multicultural youth conference, which was the first time ever done in Queensland, and it was a massive project, which involved youth and community organizations all over Queensland. The aim was to try and get many young people from multicultural backgrounds from all over Queensland together at one venue, and it happened to be at Yangaba underneath the Story Bridge, for a full weekend of youth activities, trying to identify issues that young people from different cultural backgrounds experience and how we could address them.
Yeah. In your many years of community engagement, what were your most memorable stories of working with the Filipino communities here and helping them integrate with the Australian communities?
There's been a lot, actually. Playing basketball, there was a very big basketball tournament back in the 90s where it was all Filipino-based. And that was a very, very good initiative. Some of the most wonderful experiences I have is, for instance, I helped a Filipino once who was looking for work. He wasn't able to find any work because of his lack of English language skills. No qualifications that are recognized here in Australia. So I tried to help him find a job. He had a very good mechanical aptitude. So I eventually found him a job at a prawn farm, actually. the owners of the prawn farm were so impressed with him because he was very innovative. They were having a hard time harvesting the prawns because they didn't know where they were in the pond. This guy devised an idea to put underwater lights under the pond, and it worked so well that everyone knew where the prawns were, so they were being harvested a lot easier and in less time, more efficient. Yeah, so only a Filipino would think like that, you know. Yes. And so this guy became so successful that in no time at all he ended up running the farm. It's wonderful.
Well, apart from that, you're obviously very proud of that story. But what part of your work are you particularly proud of, having been in community service for more than 20 years?
Being able to help as many people as possible integrate into Australia is what I'm particularly proud of. In my experience, when I first came to Australia, back in 1974, there was no particular services for people from different countries, okay? And I noticed that my mom particularly suffered quite a bit because she had no one to turn to, no help. That was my catalyst, actually, to work in the community to see if I can improve or help improve services for migrants who come to Australia, to make sure that they have help, you know? If I can help make it easier for them to access community assistance. So that was my motivation. I'd like to believe that I've been able to achieve that in a small way.
Obviously, you've found your purpose in life and you've just been recognized for all the work that you've done for the multicultural communities here in Queensland. What advice do you have for all those who are listening right now, who are looking for inspiration or purpose in their lives?
One thing that really worked for me is I was lucky enough to have a mentor. Someone that can pull me in line and obviously show me the way forward. So, and in my case, my mentor and dear friend was and still is Agnes Whiten. Her involvement with me and what I wanted to achieve was vital because she's a very, very wise woman. She's got a very wise head on her shoulders. She believed in me. She was also my boss at one stage. She was the one that offered me a job in children's services. My purpose there was to set up multicultural playgroups all over Logan City. And that, and I was the first male ever to be in that position. And I'm very grateful to Agnes for that. My advice is, if you can find someone who can be a good mentor to you, grab it and run with it. All you need to do is just involve yourself with the community organizations. You will find someone who will take you under your wing.
What does this award mean to you and to your family?
This is a great honor, you know. I'm very grateful for being nominated and being given this award. Well, my family are very proud. My wife is very proud being recognized by the. It's obviously coming from the Queen. So I'm very proud. It's amazing. But I'm sure that there are a lot more people out there that are a lot more deserving, really. And you know, if there's a chance for me to nominate someone, I will.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations again on your recognition. Yes. And thank you very much for your time. Nag-uulat para sa radyo SBS Celeste McIntosh.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.